Oh, good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. It's 6:30 a.m. Central Time. The wind isn't blowing. The sun is shining. And it looks like it's going to be a glorious day in Chicagoland. And those of you that are listening, come on now. Oh, let's take a nice big cat stretch and just stretch those toes and those fingers. And just lie back and close your eyes and meditate for a few moments. And remember that today, this is your day. And think of it as a blank canvas. Be an artist. How are you going to create your day? How are you going to design your day? I love what Gandhi said. Happiness is when what, when, and what you think and say and what you do are all in harmony. Everything that you think, say, and do are in harmony. Just stop for a minute. Oh, take a nice big yawn. The first hour is the rudder of the day. Yeah, this is how you plan your day. Are you competing or comparing? Can you just for today live your life your way? You know, we teach people how to treat us. And I listen to so many people complain and they're so upset and they're whining about how they're being treated. Well, if you don't deliver that message to the person or the people or to whatever the situation is, they don't know. We're not mind readers. April 18th, Good Friday. One of the most religious days in Catholicism, and I was raised a Catholic. And then Sunday is Easter. What a glorious vision of Christ rising, the resurrection. And you know, that just leads me to use the analogy of the fittest losers. If you listened to yesterday's show on Thursday, we talked about courage. We talked about creating your tree of life. They have the courage to create. And I love having morning coffee with them. Well, yesterday it was 11 o'clock. Wednesday it was at 8. But now it's 6:30. Is it a little bit too early for morning coffee? Well, I'll tell you what I have. A hot water with lemon. The juice of an entire lemon. It cuts the fat in your body, and it detoxes you. And the store-bought lemon in the reconstituted, no, it doesn't work. You have to go out and get a real lemon. And before you cut into it, just like bananas or oranges, anything that you have to peel, be sure that you've cleaned it with the fruit and veggie wash, because you don't know who handled it. That's why very seldom in restaurants I will not, when I'm asked if I would like a lemon wedge in my glass of water, the answer is no. As I don't know where their hands have been. Bacteria is everywhere. So be sure, and by the way, take the veggie wash and the fruit wash and spray the area, the countertop that you're going to place the fruit or vegetable on that you're cleaning. It's about your health. It's about you having the courage to change your life. I didn't say in entirety, but what aspect of your life aren't you dealing with? Now, on yesterday's show, I feel like I'm coming out. I shared with everyone that on October 15th, 2013, I celebrated my 80th year, climbing and moving higher on the path of life which has no end. Only new opportunities, new beginnings, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore, to soar. And all of a sudden, the awareness that I was an octogenarian. It was like, what? Perhaps they made a mistake with my birth certificate. But you want to know what's happening? The more I talk about it, the easier it is to accept. You see, I don't feel 80. No, I just climbed the presidential towers, 50 flights in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. I shaved 15 minutes off of last year's climb, and according to America and the powers to be, oh no, you can't do that, you're too old. Oh, you have to be in God's waiting room. Well, who said that? Don't you dare embrace that negative thinking. And you see, even I, being human, I was backsliding. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me that if I follow my own advice, I could get through it. I may be in the winter of my life, but it's the springtime as far as I'm concerned. And darlings, please remember, the body and the brain don't age. We do. The measure of life, as we go through life, we don't have to lose our balance. That's the balance in your thinking. You're off your balance. And on yesterday's show, I suggested that you put together a group of people, have fun with it, and take a ballet class once a week. Once a week. And have fun with the body movement. On Wednesday, I did an unlikely ballerina. I am a ballerina. I studied ballet. I toured with ballet troupes. The body discipline is unbelievable. It's difficult. It's arduous. But if you're a sizzling, sensational senior, put a group together and the teacher will make it fun for you. And of course, you aren't going to do grand jetés. You're going to take baby steps. So today, on Live with Kathy, on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And we're talking about the mindset of the fittest loser. I compare it to being an Olympiad. Look, this is serious business. And it will also change the old habits. your old thinking habits about who you are, what you are, and where are you going. I decided to digress a little bit. Oh, by the way, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. Every 7 years, have the courage to look at your life right now. You see, it's all about decisions. It's all about choices you're making, like the fittest loser. Are you a loser in life? They're addressing their weight, but I'm talking about you. Don't you see how this all comes together? It's like a triage. What are you winning in life? What are you losing? Are you winning? Get your pen and pad out. What are you winning in life, and what are you losing? Can you pick up the mirror and look at yourself? What do you see? What do you see? Are you happy with what you see? You know, if you really want to know about your life and how you look and how you feel, take a look at your plate, the food that you're eating. Then take a moment and think about your mind. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? The minute you have a thought, it's out there in the universe. You could cancel it. You could say, oopsie. I cancel that. The truth for me is that I want my day to be glorious. I will choose like-minded people to be in my life. I'm going to make the choice to lose the 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds that I have to. But what about your mind? What about your mind? What are you going to change in that garden of weeds and all of the negativity that's been growing there? Out of habit. You see, it's all habit. It has to be deleted. It has to be erased. And you begin anew. In the book, The Elixir of Youth, when you log on to my website, www.kathywatson.com, Speaks.com. It's Kathy, C-A-T-H-I. Be sure that you click, of course, on all of the buttons, but go to the books. And you'll see The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It is an e-book, and it's so affordable. And they're secrets. They're my secrets. I've spent decades, ever since I was 7 years old, on exploring the phenomena of aging. I don't call them chapters. They're my secrets. And the good news is they've been proven. And you don't have to buy any costly equipment. Once you've learned the methods and the techniques, they're yours for life. They go with you everywhere. Now, of course, there's more to that, but at least you're making a start. You took that first baby step on that path, on the journey of 1,000 miles. So secret number one. Now really, stop and think. Let me go back a minute. Stop and think about how we age. We come into this world, and before you know it, we're 7 years old. What changes transpired from one or brand new to 7 years old? And darlings, that's where the groundwork is laid. Unfortunately, we don't come into this world with a blueprint, and parents haven't a clue on how to raise us. So look back on, this is the only time, backward, turn backward, O time, in your flight. Make me a child again, just for tonight. From 0 to 7, think about all of the false myths that you heard. Now the good news is that you could cancel them, just simply say, it's not the truth for me. You see, the belief system, they claim when the brain is so young, it's like a sponge. It believes everything. Well, why wouldn't they? They have nothing to compare it to. They're not mature enough. 7 to 14. What did you learn? 14 to 21, 21 to 28. Cellular maturity. The cells decide to go drier. We have reached our peak. We're like a rose that bloomed. Now, we want to keep that bloom there. You see, this is what the fittest losers are doing. They want that bloom back. So let's start with secret number one, the measure of life. We can't control the length of our life, but we can control the quality, depth, and width. Our greatest freedom, choice. I purposely decided to start this measure of life at the age 50. You're half a century old. You're starting the second half of your life. With the elixir, you'll discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Easy to learn methods, techniques, no costly equipment to purchase, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life. Read on. Let's begin this exciting journey with those of you that are 20-something. Seeking and searching. Life is yours to dare. You're bulletproof, or at least you think you are. At birth, we're dealt our genetic cards. How we play them is up to us. Choose wisely. 30s, twinkling and thriving. You see, in my mind's eye, I see me at all of these ages. At age 30, you've reached cellular maturity. Cells don't reproduce as quickly, and our bodies go drier. Think of a rose that's in full bloom. That's where you're at. You want to keep that bloom as long as you possibly can. How does your garden grow? Have you lovingly tended to your garden? And when I tell you to pull out weeds, that's the negative thoughts that you've allowed to live in your thinking. Now you're 40. Flashing and fleeting. Middle age crisis. Has anyone defined middle age? Raymond Charles Barker, a theologian, said, and I quote, "The danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go." Are you a visionary? Where do you want to be in 5 to 10 years? Have your dreams been fulfilled? Are you in joy now? Look in the mirror. Do you like what you see? But remember, your life is a blank canvas. You're the creator. Now you've reached the halfway mark. You're 50. fabulous and flirty. Hey, you're a survivor. You've made it to the halfway mark. You're a half a century old, but wait a minute. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? Now, we're halfway through. Sixties. Sexy and sizzling. America devalues age more than any other nation in the world. America, yeah, you've played the youth card long enough. Yes, Virginia, there is life after 60. And then, in 2005, I was profiled in Life Extension. The profile features people who exemplify the Life Extension Foundation way of life, a commitment to enhanced health and nutrition, as well as an abiding respect for body and mind. Kathy Watson entering her 70s with exuberance and energy. Nothing has changed. I'm not giving in to what the world perceives as old. Who came up with that? I'm quoted as saying, Kathy views her healthy lifestyle as a continuing gift not only to herself, but also to her husband, children, and grandchildren. Read my story. From fitness to a fashionista with a can-do attitude. And if you would like a copy of me, the photos of me, climbing the presidential tower and in one of my fashionable outfits, I shall be delighted to send it to you free. In my cover story, Kathy varies her daily exercise routine, alternating using a Stairmaster, elliptical trainer, treadmill, and weight machines. You have to flush the free radicals from the body because it will enhance your skin, protects bones from osteoporosis, cleanses the bloodstream, and protects my joints from injury. By the way, log on Life Screening. The Silver Fox and I go through the Life Screening. Now, it's not covered by Medicare. It's affordable. But it's the corroded arteries. Make sure that your tummy doesn't have aneurysms. And they check your heart for AFib or whatever they call it. Huh. Our results were magnificent. I'm going to quote me. I have strong feelings about aging in America, a nation that devalues age more than any other country on earth. What good is extending life if you're strapped to a rocking chair in a nursing home wearing a wet diaper? What good is living 70, 80, or 90 years, or even 100 if the quality of life isn't there? Did you get to this point in life to sit in a doctor's office? And for me, enjoying life to the fullest is central to her personal philosophy. You know, we run a 10K race up in the mountains in Colorado. And the only thing we care about is the beer we're going to drink after. It's okay to enjoy whatever you're doing as long as it's in moderation. And, yeah, we will be going to Colorado on the 24th to be with her kids. I view my healthy lifestyle as a continuing gift, not only to myself, but to my husband, children, and grandchildren. You see, Bill and I made a commitment to take care of ourselves and that her children are especially happy that we've remained vibrant and healthy. We're now octogenarians. And we're here to share with you, it's a great time of life. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. You see, Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And this is why I salute the biggest losers. They have the courage to look in the mirror and say, this is not acceptable. This is my life. Who are they? They're people that have courage, that have the guts to make a difference in the world. What are they? They are determined. Their mindset, their Olympiads. They're just not thinking about it. They're doers. And where are they going? They're going to go out and stand on that mountaintop. You see, they're off to great places. They know that now, today is the day. And they know that their mountain is waiting. So they're on their way. What about you? What about you? Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Ah, 70s, simply sensational. Thank you, research scientists, doctors, alternative and complementary methods for your dedication to helping us enjoy the best of the rest of our lives. Ah, 80s. All of you octogenarians, call me. I have a purpose. I've been chosen to be the torchbearer, to share with you that you're not alone, that it's a wonderful time of life. And no, you're not old. Did you know that 60, 70, 80, into 90s, we are paving the future? All of you grasshoppers will thank us. And you know, you're all catching up with us. Getting on with life is not exclusive to one person. We're all at the effect. But the effect is determined by your choices. 80s, endearing and enchanting, bringing a wealth of knowledge and experience to the forefront. What stories you could tell. I have one. Oh, you have to hear this. I'm a guest lecturer on international cruise ships. We were on a shore excursion in Italy. I noticed a passenger, her agility, her sparkling blue eyes. I cornered her and said, "You're amazing. I've been watching you. Do you mind telling me your age?" She said, "Not at all. I'm 80 years young." "Wow," I said, "your husband must have trouble keeping up with you." "Sadly," she said, "oh, he passed away a year ago." And I said, "Well, I'm so sorry. You must miss the companionship." "Heavens, no, it's not the companionship I miss. It's the sex. He was great." Just after she shared with me that glorious intimate life, her sister showed up. What a contrast. Broomhilda was furious, shaking her finger at her sister, screaming, "Where were you? I've been looking for you everywhere." With a twinkle in her eye, Olive said, "What do you expect? Hilda has never been married, and she's mad at everyone in the world." Is that you? Is that you? be sure and log on. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and click on the book, The Elixir of Youth. Be sure to click on the video. You know, why am I doing this show? Because four times a week, I want to be there. I want to be your, I want to walk alongside of you and say, you could overcome anything you want to. It's your choice. And it starts with your thinking. It starts with your determination. It starts with the fire in the belly desire to make a difference in 2014. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in the world, but in our lives. Because if you're changing your life, and stay the course, don't listen to anyone else, people are going to wonder, oh man, Sally looks different. She looks great. Because she had the courage, like the fittest losers, to step out of their comfort zone, share their angst, their desire, and they found other people. You're not alone. All you have to do is reach out. But please be with like-minded people that are excited for you, that encourage you with words that empower. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. And here's another experience of courage. Walenda, Scout Chicago High Wire Act. He's a 35-year-old high wire walker, Nick Walenda. Later this year, Chicagoans will squint skyward and watch as a speck of a man walks between two skyscrapers on a wire not much thicker than a human thumb. Look at your thumb. That's the width. Not much thicker than your thumb. Mindful of the grainy footage showing his great grandfather wobbling on a high wire before tumbling to his death, Nick Walenda will go to extraordinary lengths to prepare. I respect deeply what I do, says the seventh generation aerialist. I realize there's a danger in what I do. I never become complacent. It's all about training and preparation. That's what the Olympiads did. That's what the Biggest Losers are doing. Did you know that he walked over Niagara Falls in a gorge near the Grand Canyon? We still don't know where the climb will be. We don't know what tower he's going to select. He said, there's always a problem, and there's never a problem. He said, I live life facing challenges. He has courage, just like the Biggest Losers. And that's what my life is all about. Where there's a will, there's a way. After crossing the Grand Canyon Gorge, untethered, won't his Chicago performance feel like a cakewalk? My great-grandfather lost his life doing a walk between two buildings about 100 feet up and about 125 feet across. Carl Walenda fell to his death while trying to walk a cable between two buildings in San Juan, Puerto Rico in 1978. He'll be thinking about his grandfather as he prepares. And he said, everything I do is to shine light on him and pay tribute and to respect him. And on the day of the walk, he will slip on a pair of moccasins with elk skin bottoms. They grip well in the rain. And his mother makes them by hand. I say a prayer with my family and give them a hug and a kiss and say, I'll see you on the other side. Now, the one thing that I want him to be wary of are the wind gales. I mean, Chicago is a windy city. And I would hope if the wind is really fierce and ferocious, they will cancel it for a better day. Now, isn't this interesting? In the paper, here's Walenda, 35 years old, visions of his life. At the bottom of the page, here's a 74-year-old man. He gets his wish. He's going back to prison. An aging ex-con who deliberately got caught robbing a bank so that he could go back to prison had his wish fulfilled Thursday by a judge. You see, he spent most of his life behind bars, but was so lonely living as a free man that he stuck up the BMO Harris Bank in Niles on February 9th, 2013, with the intention of going back. He got caught. What happened in his life? Who were his role models? Who were his mentors? 74 is still young. And he couldn't survive outside of prison. It was his choice. He said, I want to go back. That's where I'm comfortable. Now, he was sentenced to 3.5 years, 6 months at a halfway house, and 3 years of supervised release. But who does he have? You see, we humans need contact. We're tactile. We need to be hugged. Leo Buscaglia, oh, the prophet of love and hugging, said we need to be acknowledged. We need to be recognized. Who will be there? And the judge said she estimated it would cost $50,000 a year to keep him locked up, adding that society faces a tough question as the prison population ages. Do we make our prisoners nursing homes? At least he'll be taken care of. Where's his family? Where is the family? What about you? Who are you? What are you? And where are you going with your life? Where are you going with your life? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the largest social network reaching listeners in the whole world. This is a call to action. All business owners, imagine, or anyone, entrepreneur, do you have that fire in the belly desire to be on the air? You know, to write a book? You know, I don't know what your business or your purpose or your service, your product. But if you want to be part of a learning process, a growing process, become a sponsor or a partner on Live with Kathy. Yeah. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you and your business. But you see, you have to call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. And we'll talk, we'll chat. And if we resonate, then I work with you on your infomercial, and it's heard 4 times a week. That's 40 times in the minimum 10-week contract. This is an introductory offer, but you see, I'm going to develop your radio persona. It's about you. And the show is archived. And then you're invited to co-host one of my shows. Ah. The proof is always in the pudding. You get to hear yourself. Did you like what you heard? We tweak it. And you email the whole world and tell them, I'm now a radio celebrity. I did a show with Kathy Watson. And by the way, it is so affordable. So call me at 847-882-8717. Now, before I acknowledge my sponsors, my partners, wire transfer error averts scam, and it saves a Mount Prospect woman $55,000. Seniors, beware. All of you, beware. How do these sociopaths, these depraved, grotesque people, sleep at night? They want your money. And those of you that have retired, be sure you turn this volume up so you hear this. It's pandemic, con and scam artists exposed. How they target their prey? They know what you want, to feel secure, to feel needed, to be loved and valued. The older we get, the more we need peace of mind. Why? You've got the peace of mind. Hey, these artists are pros at sweet talk. Promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. You'll hear me, and I'll say it over and over again. They knock on your door, it's a team, it's a scam. While the guy or the lady at the door have you occupied, someone goes behind the back of the house to see if they could get into your house and rob you. It happened to my mother. She lost $4,000 years ago. And they say, oh, we noticed that your roof is, oh, you have a problem, and we're in the area. We just left a job, and we'd like to give you an estimate, and maybe we could fix it right now. Now, this is what you do. You don't open the door. You just simply say, well, just stand there a minute. I'm calling the police. They're going to come and check you out. If you're legit, then we'll talk. Honey, they'll take off like a scared rabbit. And no, you're not going to win the lottery. You could win it the right way, but not if you have to send someone money. An educated husband and wife, out of state. Their adult children didn't know this, but they nearly lost everything because they kept thinking, well, the next request is it. We're going to really hit it big time. They've been sending money to process the check. And they nearly lost everything. This woman in Mount Prospect gets a phone call. And the man claimed to be her grandson. And he told her he'd been arrested in Minnesota after a traffic accident that seriously injured another driver. And he turned the phone over to what was a public defender who told the woman she needed to send the money to an individual in Canada. She went to the bank to do that. She didn't think to call her grandson at home to make sure it was legitimate, and it didn't go through. And because the transmission error kept the transfer from being completed, the woman received a call from the scammer telling her about the error and asking her to retransmit the money. At that point, the woman became suspicious, contacted her grandson, and he was home. He was never in Minnesota. She got her money back minus a small processing fee. Oh, come on, how lame could this be? Don't you dare. You call the police, call a family member. Do not give out any personal information. No social security number where you live. Call the hotline. 800-646-2283. That's the Fraud Fighter Hotline at 800-646-2283. And based on reports, last year, we lost $3 billion to scam artists and con. The true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. And this PSA has been brought to you by contributing authors in the book Choices. When you're on my website, scroll down to Choices. There are 14 of us who bared our soul about the trials and the tribulations we experienced, the growth that we experienced to get to where we are today. It's not Hollywood. These are celebrity authors. You'll embrace them. You'll laugh. You'll cry. And they'll give you help and hope, and you'll read my story, too. And you'll love Rhea's story. In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality, you just got to be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring. You'll experience choices she made, some that came back to embrace her and to serve her, and something came back to bite her in the butt. Chuck Brazelton. Brazelton Insurance and Financial Services. He started his business at the kitchen table years ago. Read his story. From frozen fingers to toes. He's a very successful CEO today. We all did it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. And Steven Stressler, the CEO of Reviva Labs and the leader in skincare, how do I know? I've been using Reviva products for 40 years. The results are amazing. Read his story from humble beginnings to success. None of us came into this world with a silver spoon in our mouth. Lee Patrick. Oh, sassy entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges will never stop Lee from achieving her goals or desires. And she wants to help all of you improve your health and your bottom line. Read her story in the book Choices. Sandy Hutchings, living her life in paradise. Ageless, dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style, vitality. Her passion, ownership. And it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island. I've been there. You will love it. Get the book Choices. It's 108 pages. You will absolutely love it. And you'll have it at your fingertip because it's not only going to help you, it's going to help so many others. How do you get it? You could order it through me. I'll give you a discount depending on how many you order. It's a soft copy, hard copy, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. You won't be sorry. And then The Heart of the Lion. For Amazon.com, Ex Libris. And then there's 100 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Self-Growth and Amazon.com. Sore muscles worn as a badge of honor. Weight loss contestants feeling the burn. You're listening to Live with Kathy. It's brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. And then get the CD. Aaron Copland, Fanfare to the Common Man. And Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and recognizing the arduous training that both the male and the female dancer have gone through to get to where they are. They have the Olympiad mindset, the weight loss losers mindset. But my mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers, and I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating their character. I married an iron worker. Oh, they're so talented. And I love to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offering the full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. It's college affiliated. You have to log on www.ironworkers.org. It's an apprenticeship. It's 4 years. And if you're accepted, your pension is put in place. Your health care. And at the end of 4 years, you don't have a tuition to pay. Now, I love higher education. This is a form of higher education. Don't waste it. This is your life. And your life right now may be a blank canvas, but you're the creator. You could be anything that you want. Log on, ironworkers.org. And right after the show, I'll be off and literally running to the Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the national gold medal for just being the best park district nationally in 2009. And I will become acquainted. I'll spend some time with the 50-plus consortium. Rika Cuff is their director, and she does an outstanding job. Darlings, you don't have to be poor and lonely. Log on, heparks.org. April 15th, we said bye-bye to. But if you have a query, you need answers to a question, you could email Greg McIntyre at ahtax@ameritech.net. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She's written a gazillion books. Excuse me. Her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. She has survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. Log on to her site. ENAMM.com. And you know, quitting your job, if you're unhappy in your job right now, could be the best thing that happened to you, but be prepared. Don't quit your job unless you have something in the background. How about a home-based business? More people today are becoming wealthy, starting from nothing, and that could be you. You know, there is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills with a formula that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money, a blueprint. And we encourage you to believe in yourself. log on, letecia.myshackley.com, and read her story in Choices and make it a family affair. Did you hear me? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And we're talking about courage, making the impossible possible. Man, these fittest losers really wear the badge of honor. You have to feel the burn. When you have muscle soreness due to exercise done under professional instruction, you've done microscopic damage to muscle, and then your body goes back and builds stronger muscle. When you feel the burn during exercise, it's due to a buildup of lactic acid, a byproduct of the body using its metabolism, oxygen and calories being consumed in muscle. Best advice, train with a professional. It's all about pushing through. And I'm looking at the challenge. And they talk about, here's Chris that says, when I was younger and recommitted to getting into shape, I would work out hard, feel sore the next day, then it would go away. But when you're working with a professional, it seems like I'm sore the night of training and feel a lot of stiffness the day after. I know the muscles develop through this sort of movement and weight training. I have come to expect to be pushed to the point of pain when I go to the gym from my experience and my years of being in shape. No gain. And she's had 5 surgeries on one knee, suffers from arthritis in the lower back, hands and knees. She's not alone. And wait a minute. If you have a weight problem, I'm working out with a gal who's got to be 400 pounds, 350, and complains about her knees hurting. Well, my knees would hurt too if I was carrying that much weight. I cannot believe that. She doesn't understand that it's her weight that's causing so much of her aches and pains. It's all about pushing through. And here's John. He said, after the first week of training, he was so sore he had to roll out of bed. It surprises him that he still experiences such soreness in his quads and core. But I'm pushing through. I won't give up. Life is about progress. Life is about pressing on despite aches and pains. Life and choices. It's about moving out of your comfort zone. Can you do it? Do you have the guts? No guts, no glory. But oh, what joy when you put on your clothes and they're loose. Life is about progress. And the progress, it's about the mindset. They have the Olympiad mindset. And I will keep you posted. I'm back on the air Tuesday at 11 a.m. And you see, it just isn't about people with a weight loss problem issue. What issue that is challenging you today? Can you confront it? Can you move out of your comfort zone and take responsibility? Feeling the burn is not just in exercise, it's in life. Grow from it, learn from it. Happy Easter, happy everything. Until Tuesday, au revoir.